In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we have this great feast of St. John Lateran. I'm sure your father pastor has spoken to you many times on this beautiful church, which is dedicated to the Savior. This great basilica, which is the church of all the churches, the cathedral of all cathedrals in the world, the Pope's Cathedral. But I'll just give you a word upon the gospel today to help us to understand the value of what is truly going on in this person of Zacchaeus. He's a man, a sinner, and he, in his own person, embodies the way in which all of us have to come to God. What is the best way to find Christ? To find our blessed Lord Jesus? Zacchaeus, because he was short, because he had a little of spiritual worth or value built up within his own life, because he had sought so many things apart from God. He had made himself a collaborator with those who were oppressing the church of God, that was of the Jews. He had availed himself very little of graces that were offered, but he knew of a man who could bring about something great and longed to see him. So what did he do? He climbed up a sycamore tree. Well, the fathers of the church see the sycamore tree as representing is another tree. It is the tree of the wood of the cross. What does our Lord say? If anyone wishes to be a disciple of Christ, what is he supposed to do? It says he's supposed to take up the cross. It's the only way to follow Christ. And so here is Zacchaeus, in his desire to see Christ, does that very thing. Climbs up upon the cross, which is to say, to allow himself to suffer for Christ. Does Zacchaeus suffer for Christ? How does Zacchaeus suffer for Christ? He suffers the mockery of all those who are around. Did not Christ do the same when he was upon his own cross, mocked by probably even those same individuals who were mocking Zacchaeus, seeking the life of Christ? They mocked him because he was short. They mocked him because he was doing something undignified. What does it say within the scriptures? It says in the Hebrew scriptures, cursed is any man who hangs upon a tree. Certainly Zacchaeus was hanging upon the tree that day. And yet Zacchaeus placed himself willingly upon the cross because he wished to look upon salvation. The only way to find Christ is by that very means. When we begin to take up our cross, when we begin to climb up the cross of Christ, it is the way in which we ourselves can find that way to salvation, to see him all the more clearly, because where is Christ? He is always exalted upon the cross. That is, exalted by the means of suffering. And the more we allow ourselves to climb up that cross of Christ, the more we'll be able to see him. But also the more we will be made visible to others who seek to mock and to deride, to tear down those things which are good, to discourage us in so many ways. To climb the cross of Christ, to take up our cross, doesn't mean that we already have everything worked out within our lives, or that we have even begun to live exteriorly what seems to be a truly holy life. But it is by being upon that cross and by gazing upon he who is salvation itself that draws us evermore to a deeper reality of conversion. Because when we look into Christ and see him looking into us, immediately we begin to see the things that are in us that disagree with the person who we are longing to see. That is why Zacchaeus heard that voice that said, come down from there. I wish to abide in your house. Which is to say, nothing other than I wish to live where you live. We spoke about this on the Feast of All Souls, as well as yesterday evening. Where does God live, first and foremost? In our souls, redeemed by his blood. In our souls, baptized. That is where the Holy Trinity lives. God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit dwell therein, wishes to abide within us. And then Zacchaeus, coming down from there, makes the proclamation and says, Lord, if there is anything that is still lacking in me, is what he's really saying, I give that up. And I make reparation for any sin which I may have otherwise had made. Because I know that none of these other things that I thought mattered so much in life matter at all. I just want you. That is the reaction of one who really desires Christ to abide in his house. Zacchaeus is the model of conversion for us. Therefore, whatever is lacking in our conversion, as we, each of us, are intended to be, yes, temples of the Holy Ghost and stones building up the greater building of Christ's church, must come to that point of conversion. It begins just like Zacchaeus, to climb up the cross to engage in that suffering, and from that point, being there upon the cross, we all the more are able to see Christ. Don't let the jeering that goes on around you for trying to mount the cross, to engage in suffering, to do the more for Christ, brings ridicule upon you. Our Lord looks at you and says, I wish to come and dwell today in your house. And when we go down to meet Christ, what is it that he's calling us this day to give up? So ask St. Zacchaeus for the courage to let go of that. Yea, even more, to repay whatever it is that we have lost, what we have cheated, what we have gained in sordid ways fourfold, that we may make a reparation against the day of judgment. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.